is that? I'm coming. Chill. Oh, man, these guys. No, yo, if I'm laying down, God, I gotta chill. My
You're now listening to the Coach's Challenge Podcast. Challenge the call.
All right, everyone, welcome back to the Coaches Challenge Podcast. Today, you're going to be at my crib. I'm going to see boy Carly Carl. My friends call me a delusional Knicks fan, so you already know what this episode is going to be about. Knicks all day. But I invited some people to my crib. I got my Philadelphia fan, my friend over there, Lamont. That's Gertie. Say hello to the people.
It's crazy. He brought me over to his house, and I had to bring my own coffee. It's
messed up. Yeah. Yo, you bought your own coffee, but I got the sugar for you. See? And I got pause. Oh, wow. Yeah, anyways.
That's super pause. I'm sorry.
Yo, back by popular demand. We got our boy Migs. Hey. Allah. There, he got fired in 2020 and he got rehired in 2021.
It's all coming full circle, my friend. Welcome back. Welcome back. You know how it is. Chicago Bulls all the way. I'm happy to be back and talk and shoot the shit with you all.
Yo, bros, glad to have you back. Like, you were definitely a missing component, and a lot of fans was asking for the Migs voice, so we definitely had to deliver. And then we got our boy Harold.
Hey.
Yo, what's goody? What's goody, guys? What's goody, guys? Yo, Migs, what up? Welcome back.
Going on, H. Ready to talk, to let you know and put your thoughts, you know, and correct you on some facts that you try to spin out.
He said correct you.
All right, with all you guys. I miss you.
Lamont was good. He was good. How you been, bro?
I'm doing good.
Chilling, man. Chilling. Carl was good, man. What's good?
Yo, what's good, man. Welcome to the crib. Yeah, I mean, you know, typically I wouldn't invite a Cavs fan over, but
that's why
this a no Cavalier zone. All right?
Yo, if I would have known you
keep sex land in Cleveland.
if I knew you lived across the street from the Barclays, I would have came a lot more often, bro.
Yo, it is what it is, man. Brooklyn born and raised, Kings County. For all you guys from Brooklyn, you know what that's about. Sure. But yo, we got an interesting topic today. Speaking of Brooklyn and the Barclays Center, so we got a super team out there in the Barclays. James Harden left the Houston Rockets, finally got to a team that he wanted to be on.
Yep, nice. He went
KD and Kyrie, which you
finally got to reunite
that?
With KD.
Oh yeah, no, for sure. Now, what do you guys think? You guys think they're gonna win the chip?
They should be in the finals. I don't know if they'll win a chip yet. In my opinion, there's still some deficiencies on the team. In the East, they should win. They should definitely win. As much as I like how my 76ers are, I feel like this is like perfect team for my Sixers this year. It's hard for them to go toe to toe with the way the Nets are set up right now.
Yo, I mean, give him the chip, man. Give him the chip, Carl. That's it.
All right, so
giving them the chip.
So
that's
anybody
the question.
Who's a listener, anybody who's a new listener, anytime H says that, he doesn't mean that.
Everybody's giving them the chip. I'm not trying to go against the grain this time around. Not against a historic big three like Kyrie, Harden, and KD. Sniper. A clutch killer and Mr. Step Back, you feel me, himself. how can you deny?
And Mr. Euro Stop.
Mr. Euro, Mr. Sniper, Mr. Whatever name you want to give them for making a bucket, that's what they are.
Mr. How I already have 5 fouls.
Yeah, bro, and I guarantee you, look, you see how Harden came back overweight, he dropped 30, overweight, dropped triple-double 30-point triple-doubles, overweight.
That's Kyrie. Team.
Yeah, bro. I'm glad he's back. Anyway, Kyrie's another dude that he was in his little hiatus. You know, he took care of his thing or whatever issues he had off the court. And I bet you he's going to come this game and drop 30. Easy. So, I mean, they got nothing to worry about, man. They're going to coast through the season. Give him the chip, Lamont. Give him the chip, bro.
I do want to see how they look all together. Like, we already knew that KD and Harden would be a good fit together. But I really want to see how they put all three of them together. I think that'll be really interesting. But yeah, like I said, in terms of regular season, I give that to them already. They definitely should win the East. And I don't know about the chip yet, but they're definitely a favorite.
Yo, but don't you think this time around it might be a little different because Kyrie, you know, even though they traded for Harden while Kyrie was gone, I don't think Kyrie would have said no to that because he knows he's won a championship before and he knows you need two main guys, but you also need a third guy because in the finals, in the playoffs, you need multiple ways of beating an opponent because you got to win.
Harold, did the Lakers have a third guy this year when they won the championship?
Yeah, multiple guys stepped up.
Yeah, they
didn't. They didn't have a third guy though.
They didn't have a third guy, but because LeBron is such a number one, they don't really need a real number three. Oh, you can see Kevin Love. So you can see Bosh.
There's so much of LeBron that he could divide really himself saying, to be another
basically,
one.
Basically.
That's what H is saying.
So, by the way, we changed him the name to LeBron.
How come he didn't do that with Kevin Love and Kyrie? He was already such a number one. He was a one and a two. Why he didn't do that with Kyrie and not need Love?
Ooh,
why
ooh?
He didn't do that?
He said,
LeBron.
LeBron didn't do what? Didn't do what with Kyrie? He did everything with everybody, bro.
Nah, but like I'm saying, why did he need Love also? Why did he need a Love? And why did he need a Wade and a Bosh?
For assurance. Assurance, bro. Not everybody could stay for healthy throughout the whole entirety of a November to late June, is it? From November to late June, not many players can keep up with LeBron. As you can see in his prior seasons, his teammates is the biggest reason why he fails sometimes in the finals. Sometimes he deserved to get beat, but sometimes his teammates weren't able to keep up with him. Hence Dwayne Wade, hence Kyrie, hence Kevin Love. You feel me? Those three and almost Chris Bosh. Because Chris Bosh broke his ribs round one versus the Knicks, remember? Remember, Carl, when Bosh broke his ribs or some shit against the Knicks in the playoffs when they were in the Heat?
And that's a good day for the Knicks, man.
Yeah. And I think y'all won one game. I think y'all won one game with Melo against the Heat. And y'all celebrated like y'all won the championship. But
look, man. Like, we needed that. Yo, Mix, how you feeling about
it? I definitely remember them celebrating like they won a championship. But you know who's not going to celebrate a championship for the next 10, 15 years? It's going to be the Brooklyn Nets. Because they just gave it all up to try to shoot and win today. This year and next year.
But so you think it's not going to work?
He thinks it's
not going to work?
He thinks this is the Paul.
This is bad juju all around it, man. This bad juju all around it. I
want to hear this.
You said earlier, like, for starters, James Harden left. James Harden didn't leave. My man orchestrated a prison break right there.
I feel you. Mix question.
It's like one of those, you know, movies when you're trying to get away or not do something, and you do everything. I mean, this man came 30 pounds overweight. My man went to a strip club, knowing full well that he was supposed to be in quarantine.
He hit a rookie. He hit a rookie with the basketball.
He did. Yo, he checked off everything.
He was his best friend. He already started alienating John Wall
and Cousins.
And,
mm-hmm.
and he talked bad about them on the press.
To their face,
but hold on, Migs. Then what's it called? Kawhi do the same thing in San Antonio. Like he pretty much did everything that he could to get out of there, and he left.
Kawhi was quiet.
And the Raptors, Kawhi wasn't talking to nobody. He was disrespectfully not talking to people. Like Popovich tried to have a meeting with him, and
he talked to Popovich. He just didn't talk to the rest of the. But that makes sense.
He talked to Popovich. He talked to Popovich, but he didn't really talk to him. Like, he was pretty much saying, like, look, I'm trying to leave nonetheless, and I ain't playing with y'all. Like, I got this injury. I'm lingering.
Why? Because that's different. Because when Kawhi didn't want to leave initially, he just didn't want to play injured. And that was a focal point. So then he just didn't like how, Popovich and the higher-ups were kind of throwing out there in the press that he's like, well, he's ready to go, but he just wants, he's holding up. We don't know what's going on. Our guys say that he's good to go. But then the issue was that his medical staff was saying, nah, he's really not. So that's really what started that whole friction with that. So to the point that, you know what? I don't want to even play with you guys.
I agree with you. We know the cause of the initial friction. But at a point, he was like, look, I want to play with y'all. Then he was like, look, this is what I'm going to do to get out of here. And Toronto, they took a major risk. Like, they gave up, a quality player in DeMar DeRozan. And I think they also gave up, some draft picks. And, they took a chance. And it worked out for them.
They didn't give up as much as Brooklyn did. Nets organization has a they have a history.
That's mostly Brooklyn Nets. I don't think New Jersey Nets had that.
Yeah, that's right, because that was during when they became the Brooklyn Nets. Mm-hmm. So yes, the Brooklyn Nets have a history of overbuying for certain assets.
Yeah, they had to change the rules because of the Brooklyn Nets. Prior to the Nets, you could trade back-to-back drafts. Now, because of the Nets, you can only trade, let's say 2020 and then 2022, but you can't give up your 2021 pick in that draft,
Because Boston definitely got over, freaking bandits on that.
They were still
a good team, and they still had, freaking lottery picks. That's not fair.
they were a top team in the East, and they got to pick up Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Those were the Nets picks.
Look, if anything, this trade, by the way, the best thing about this trade really isn't the fact that Harden left Houston or that Houston has, future draft picks to add and they could start and they already have a good squad in Victor Oladipo and John Wall and DeMarcus Cousins. I mean, that's a nice little big three to kind of, start off with. It's not even the Cavs who got Jared Allen for freaking practically nothing. Buy Andre Drummond. You're not getting that max contract from them.
I want to hear more from Harold about that. Harold, you think Drummond is leaving?
Last thing I heard, Drummond loves it in Cleveland, and he likes what they got going. He likes the development that he sees in the young guys, the two young Sexland combo. By the way, shout out to our listeners for making the Sexland episode of the pod the highest listened pod in on Spotify.
They just saw sex. They didn't see the whole thing. They're like, oh, they talking about sex.
Who invited this guy, bro? Yo, Harold, you gotta leave my crib, man.
The last
Cleveland backcourt of the future of the NBA.
They trash.
Then we got the best defense in the league.
They trash.
I'm not gonna hold them. Like I said before, if that backcourt can become a little bit more consistent, with the addition of Jared Allen, they have a nice little future. I'm not gonna hold them, but it is Cleveland.
It is Cleveland, but
they're gonna fuck it up somehow.
I agree. It looks good right now. It looks good right now because we're at the beginning stages. But give us a couple. Look, it already started with Kevin Porter Jr.
Yeah, Kevin Porter Jr. So, trying to get out of there.
hopefully, no. Well, he's trying to get out of there. He should go, man. I mean, he's bringing drama into the organization.
How are you gonna give a new person his locker? That's disrespectful.
He hasn't done a thing.
That was disrespectful.
I don't care. It's still disrespectful.
Sorry, you're a rookie.
You gotta have a conversation with him.
Yeah, you haven't done nothing. You got in trouble.
You're a rookie.
Doesn't matter.
Wake up.
Rookie should be happy. Rookie should be happy that they even have a locker in the locker room. You know, like if I was a company, like I make sure, like, look, you're Brooklyn now. You get dressed in the bathroom. You go get dressed in the men's bathroom. You know, right before the game, right in the tunnel. You know, like you get dressed over there first. That's part of just the rookie hazing. You know, or that he get a locker, but it'd be right next to the big hamper, the big bin where everybody throws in their dirty wash. You got to do laundry after the game.
Damn,
you
know,
that's that rookie hazing stuff.
I just had PTSD from
crazy with his. And you know what? It's all because of guys like Kyrie and Harden. He's seeing that at the end of the day, you can disrespect the league. You can disrespect management. You can go against your contract and not give a rat's ass. How you're telling me that Kyrie literally just said, I don't want to play basketball. And he's getting paid for it. He got a $50,000 fine for what? For missing four games because he don't want to play?
But you gotta be a certain superstar level to be able to do that. Not even certain stars can do that. Like, you need to be at a superstar level to be able to be disrespectful.
I want to say plot twist for my conspiracy theorists out there. I was reading today that some people think that Kyrie intentionally did this so that he was not included in a trade package to go to Houston Rockets, and this way the Houston Rockets would only look at other pieces in order for them to send off Harden.
Are you serious?
It's realistic. It's possible.
No,
it's possible.
Because I would still make that trade if that was the Houston Rockets. If Kyrie was on the
board. Make that trade?
If you think
Kyrie is a type of a player that's dysfunctional, that you can't control, bad for the organization, you just dealt with James Harden, and James Harden is easier than Kyrie Irving. If you got to send James Harden out, what you think you're going to have to do with Kyrie? James Harden is much easier because at least James Harden is going to play and give you 50 upset. Kyrie is not going to play at all.
All right, let me explain why I'm saying this, right? Okay. All I'm saying is you already knew Kyrie was like that before him leaving the team like that. So that was already going to be in the back of their mind of them not wanting Kyrie. That's why I'm saying it's cap. So I'm saying if they wanted Kyrie, regardless if he did this or not, they would have still made that trade. Everybody already knew Kyrie was hard to deal with.
I feel you, but I think prior to that, and it's just a conspiracy theory, so I mean, there's no point. It's speculation. I'm gonna let you go, Howard, real quick. Mm-hmm. But I think within the recent few days or whatever, there were rumors that they were actually asking that Kyrie had to be included in the trade. And same way when they went to the Philadelphia 76ers, they were saying Ben Simmons had to be included in the trade. Later on, they said, okay, we can do it without Kyrie. We'll just take Caris LeVert.
Lamont, you was the same person that said, you was the same dude that said that if you have a disgruntled LeBron James, you would tell him, no, we're not trading you where you want to go.
I said we wouldn't do it right away. I said I would try as best as I can to get the max value, especially if they're still on contract. You guys are like, oh, do it immediately. No. Hey,
do you see why that's a bad idea, Lamont?
Exactly.
No, look, hey, the Rockets still got a good deal.
They could have gotten a better deal if they traded them earlier.
All the deals that were available to them before this were not better deals. I don't know what you're talking about.
Maybe if Harden came in shape,
might be right.
Nobody really was trying to do that. And you forget, you got to remember that at the end of the day, it's always the owners and the GM. Why would they take somebody? Why are they willing to take somebody that's trying to force their way out of a team while they're being paid? Do you want that headache? I don't want to have that on my payroll. Not the money that a guy of Harden's caliber is commanding. I want that man very happy. I want him to be, to be stress-free. I want him to be in a peaceful state of mind. You know, I would check in on him. I would text him. I would be like, "Yo, are you okay?"
At the end of the day,
make it mandatory for that man to go in and get massage sessions.
At the end of the day,
let me hear Harold, what you got to say on this?
At the end of the day, it's a players' league. Like Migs was saying, to piggyback on what he was saying, you don't want to disgruntle nobody, a superstar on your team. You feel me? You don't want the 15 man disgruntled, let alone your the face of the franchise. You feel me? So because all of that plays a part into winning basketball. You saw how Harden was playing. They wasn't playing for nothing. That's why I say he quit, because he really was not playing to win. I was watching him because I have him on my fantasy.
After his third game, he was just selling.
Yeah, so you don't want that as the Houston Rockets. You really don't want that. Any team doesn't want that. So you got to get a superstar that wants to be there. And if the superstar doesn't want to be there, get rid of him. Try to send him where he wants to go. Because remember, it's a players' league. Look, Harden got his way. No matter what, Harden got his way. He ended up on a big three with a chance to win a championship. Actually, we should all just give him the championship, because in the history of big threes, they always win. Maybe not the first year, but they always end up getting at least two championships.
Are you forgetting about the big three that Brooklyn had before?
Which one?
What about the Cleveland? Cleveland Cavaliers. They only got one.
They had Joe Johnson. They had...
One. Okay, one.
They had one Paul chip. Pierce. Wow. and they had Kevin Garnett.
Oh yeah. Okay. Oh no, but they were washed already. Deron Williams. They were washed already.
Deron Williams. That's another one too.
No, but Joe Johnson, Deron Williams, they were still in their prime.
Lamont, they were washed.
Nah, they weren't in their prime anymore.
No. Deron Williams is still in his prime, but
okay, maybe Deron.
Joe Johnson has always been. I'm sorry for anybody who's a Joe Johnson fan. Joe Johnson has always been overrated. Joe Johnson has always been overrated.
Actually, no. Joe Johnson was underrated.
When they said they had a big three, because they thought that they had a big three.
Yo, Joe Johnson was underrated because he wasn't draft pick.
No, he wasn't under.
He wasn't a high draft pick.
For what he did in Atlanta, the contracts that he was able to get, he was definitely overrated.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I think Lamont's more talking about the hype behind Joe Johnson.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm talking about
not necessarily his draft pick.
Yeah, not his draft pick.
He was a low draft pick and became a high paid player.
I agree that he should have gotten drafted higher than where he was. But in terms of what his value was while he was in the league after what he did in Atlanta, that was extremely, extremely.
Yeah, he had a good marketing agent.
Yes.
Yo, Migs, what you got to say on this topic?
I'm just, one thing that I guess came out of it really was just the fact that Caris LeVert was able to go get himself checked out, because that physical
thank God,
a mass in the kidney. It sounded like he would have kept playing ball if it wasn't for that mandatory.
Another conspiracy theory. Brooklyn Nets already knew. They sent over damaged goods.
But that's fucked up then. Like, if they already knew and like they weren't gonna have like their medical team try to help them out until then.
I'm pretty sure they didn't know.
But that's also like, even if they didn't know, that's also like a red flag for their medical team. Like, why aren't you checking on your team's fully?
Yo, but couldn't Houston say, nah, we don't want the trade since this guy's damaged goods right now?
Yeah, they did. I think they had to renegotiate the trade a little bit. And I think the Nets ended up sending them like $5 million or something like that. They added like money to it.
All right. So they sweetened the deal.
The Nets really paying for his – if anything, the Nets are really paying for his care now. So,
well, they should have been paying for it from the beginning. So, good.
I really think Harden copped out early, though. He had a good thing in Houston there. He did.
I think that the team in Houston could have been really good. I don't understand why. I think he valued D'Antoni too much. That's in my opinion.
Guys.
I don't think it's a D'Antoni thing. But go ahead.
Do you know where he's at right now? He is where we all want to be. On the Brooklyn Nets. Who doesn't want to be a part of the most historic big three, bro?
I don't want to be a part of the Brooklyn Nets. I'm rocking with my Sixers.
Two guys. So I think Harden made the right decision. Forget about John Wall. Come on, man. They were DMPs here and every other game.
PPDs.
Get out of here, bro.
All right, you go. You're a free agent. You got the option of two teams. Which one are you going to? The Lakers, or are you going to Brooklyn?
Come on, Lamont. I thought
Brooklyn's where we all wanted to be.
Bro, I want to be in LA. I would like to be in LA.
La La Land.
with my man AD, with my man
La La Land. They say I'm already on the Brooklyn Nets, man. I play the power forward slash center position.
But Lamont,
shout out to my boy Jeff Green.
You do low key look like Jeff Green.
I want to say something because this is your house, yo. You do look like Jeff Green, yo.
Stunt double. That's what they say, man. That's what they say.
Lamont, if you would have asked me, what's the second place I would like to be?
Cleveland. Cleveland. You want to be a part of Sexland so bad?
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of old. I can't wait till they grow up. I want to win now. I'll go to Brooklyn, bro.
This team looks promising, but it also looks dysfunctional. Might I remind you that there was another team, Big Three, that had two MVPs on it, and that's the Houston Rockets when they got Barkley and then they got Pippen. It was still over there. Olajuwon was still over there, and they looked pretty good. But there was an issue. Everybody else needed the ball to control it. And when they went into the playoffs, they didn't do so good. You know, and even though they were a little bit old, they were past their prime, but they were still going. You would have figured they could have at least gotten to the NBA, over to the Western Conference Finals at least with that squad that they had. You know, with that.
And then they also still have Clyde Drexler on that team too.
I think Clyde wasn't part. He already had retired by the time Pippen got on board. I think they had them four, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
I think they was all past their prime, though, bro.
Yeah, that was like 96, 97. I think
Barkley was already fat, and Pippen didn't have his number one guy, so I don't think he was the same, you know, because Pippen is nothing without Jordan, and Jordan is nothing without Pippen. So, you know, I think they were both past their prime. So I don't think you could put that as a big three.
That's not true for Pippen. Like, I feel like just Pippen just needed another good person on his team. Because he had, in my opinion, he had a real good run in Portland.
I think. What are you talking about? That was literally the year after the three-peat. What do you mean? What do you mean they're past their prime?
Like, I honestly think that Pippen is supposed to be, in his DNA, he's a number two guy. And in the teams after this, like, he was expected to be a number one, especially when he was on Portland.
We saw the doc, you know, Scotty, actually, yeah, definitely, you know, not a number one.
It was a year after. They did have Clyde Drexler on that. They had four. They had a big four right there. And they couldn't make it. So Clyde
Drexler was on that team.
Clyde Drexler was on that team. Yeah.
Yo, who they lost to? Who they lost to?
The Utah Jazz.
Yep.
Damn. Yeah, they lost to Malone and Stockton. It was a game six, and Stockton had a game-winning three.
Ooh. And who won the championship that year?
Rockets? I don't know who won the championship.
No, hold up. I'm thinking of the wrong year.
Wasn't it the San Antonio Spurs that won that year?
That was 98,
nah,
right?
Nah, that's 96-97. 96-97. The Jazz went to the finals.
No, but that was 96-97, but then the following year, 98, is when they had Pippen. They lost.
Oh, okay.
I
want
to say they lost.
So was Barkley still on the team when Pippen came over?
Yeah, Barkley was the one that was trying to get him to go to Houston in the first place.
Got you.
So they kind of were friends when they got into that contract, and then they kind of hated each other. And Pippen was one of the reasons why he bounced on that one.
Whoever said the Spurs was right.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, the Spurs were.
Yeah, that's for 1998. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then came the three-peat. Then came the three-peat, I believe, from the Lakers. But listen, man, like it's not set in stone, you know. But right now, the way it looks like, just the first two games with just Harden, they look pretty good.
Mm-hmm. They look really, really good.
And that bench is still a little bit deep. You got Joe Harris, you know, there are a lot of role players in that team that they have the confidence right now. They're playing like
Joe Harris, Jeff Green.
I just want to see how they do against
what'd you say, Lamont?
I just want to see how the team does against a good team with a competent center. Like a team that like Denver. And when Porzingis gets his legs back under him, I want to see how they do against them. And
I think they score all day.
A healthy 76.
Lamont, I don't need to see anything. I don't need to see anything. All I want to see them is on is getting their rings already. I want to see them getting their rings already. Get this away from me.
You don't believe that. You said that about Miami going against the Lakers in the finals.
No. Remember I said if LeBron does not win this ring, he is not the GOAT. So remember, he won that ring.
Yeah, he wouldn't have been, because that was an easy, I don't want to say easy, because I don't want to disrespect the Miami that much, but he was highly favored. They were highly favored to win against them.
Dude, right? That shit was light. That shit was light.
I mean, so far from what I'm seeing the other day, James Harden had 34, KD had 30.
Oh, yeah.
64 points together.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm watching the game right now, and Kyrie's already killing. So, like, you know, when you have, like, that three.
How are all three of them doing? Right? I'm looking at my Sixers right now, and we're beating the Celtics.
Let me check the score.
Bro, they're going against the
guys, Cavaliers. Happy Inauguration Day, by the way. For those of you guys listening,
it's a new era, yeah.
Our old host, Mike, is going through some legal battles right now because Trump couldn't pardon him for his participation in the Capitol attack. Send out shout outs and love to him right now because he's going through it.
Dang, yo, Trump pardoned a few people too, man. He couldn't get my boy Mike on the list. He had Kodak Black. Who else he pardoned?
He pardoned Kodak Black, Lil Wayne, but he couldn't do it for my guy Mike? Money Mike? He could. Wow, that's crazy. It's a whole world out here.
Oh, man. Damn, man. Mike didn't wear enough MAGA hats.
See how it goes, but I will say this, the Greek. Greek is done. He is not winning a championship. That window shut down. It's over. It is over.
Yeah, it is done.
He has no jumper, and now he has to deal with that mess. No, if he had a jumper, I would say he put up a valiant effort. But no, it's
There's no way he could beat that big three, bro.
Carl, I blame you. I blame you for everything, for the reason why Greek will not win his championship.
Well, look, I'm okay with that. While we on the topic, are big threes bad for the NBA or these super teams, the way that they're, like, you know, put together? I mean, some of us like them and some of us don't. How do you guys feel?
No, they're not bad. Okay, let's be real. They've always been a part of the NBA. The only difference now is how they're formed. And the only issue a lot of us had before is the way that they were formed in terms of, like, the context of how they're formed. But honestly,
player made versus organization made.
Right. And honestly,
if we're being specific,
there's no issue with it as long as it's out of a contract year. I don't like the way Harden did it, but he did what he did and we have to accept it. But they're here. Like I said, they've always been here. The only championship my team has, it's from a super team, all right? We took the MVP, Moses Malone, and was like, yo, Dr. J needs some help out here. And we had a super team, and we got that. I'm not going to say the Knicks' championship was a super team. They just had a really good cohesive team. But let's look at the Bulls. Let's look at almost every Laker team.
Wait a minute now. Bulls earned that ring.
I'm not saying they didn't earn it, but you can't say that they weren't a super team. And then you got to say,
How about the Sacramento Kings? They had a super team. Page.
But it wasn't a super team. And then Portland.
Nah, they had Chris Webber, they had Paja, they had Bobby, they had think Bobby Bivak was on that team.
They lost to the Lakers. Kobe and Shaq. Yeah.
That was the ultimate super team for that era. And
What do you guys consider a super team? A team that wins a lot or a team that has, like, you know, unfair amount of talent?
Both.
It's like when I'm defining. Okay, so they have to do both. Okay.
Boston had a big four for years. You know, and they won two or three chips off.
Boston didn't have a big four. They had a big five. They just kept their fifth player on the bench, so it didn't seem as unfair.
You know, like, it's always been existent, but I just think that
Lakers had a big three for sure.
Look, it's not a problem about how they got the big three. it just does raise the competition for everyone else, and it puts a lot of pressure on that team to come and deliver. Because we, you know, we've seen, you know,
does this, it raise the competition for everyone else?
It can. It depends.
Because it does. It does. Of
right
course
now,
does.
Look. Right now,
I don't think so.
Looking at the score,
I don't think Cavs so.
You know, if you're looking at the score right
they're
now,
they're right now.
Cavs are beating the big three right now by six, and they don't even.
They're winning right now. I mean, it's the first quarter, a few minutes past, but yeah, I don't. I really think, like, you know, super teams definitely weaken competition because, you know, instead of, like, you know, players trying to beat the better players out there, they join the better players out there. And a lot of times, like, other teams look at that team and they feel defeated. Even before they play, they're like, yo, do I have to go against this juggernaut of a team? Like, look at the Rockets during the bubble.
That depends on that mentality, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I actually think it's the opposite. I actually think that they're coming over and they're thinking, hey, we got nothing to lose. Let's try to go tactics, boys.
I'm talking about things that I've seen myself. Like, when the Rockets went against the Lakers in the bubble, like, yo, they just quit. At a point, they were just like, look, we don't have enough talent to go against this team. So they quit.
But the Lakers made a lot of them look like that.
Exactly. They just felt that they didn't have enough talent. Right. But, so, like, why am I going to compete if there's no point? And then another time when I did see it was when LeBron and the Cavs, like, they had to go against the Warriors with KD on it. Like, yo, after J.R. Smith didn't know how much time was on the clock, like, you saw LeBron just quit because he looked at the other team and he was like, yo, bro, it's too many of them. They're too big of a juggernaut. And I think, like, you know, we as fans, like, we were cheaping from a good finals experience because the other team was just that much better.
I think I
agree to a degree, but I think it also depends, like, in terms of, like, the when the Rockets, like, gave up, it wasn't just because of the fact that, yes, they were the lesser team. It's very demoralizing when one of your stars just constantly keeps attacking and is failing. Like, when you constantly keep seeing Westbrook's energy can help you moralize your team and help galvanize everybody, but when he's failing at it and he keeps doing it, that's demoralizing. It has the opposite effect. Like, you know, Westbrook's shots aren't gonna go in most of the time. That's great. Yeah, but like, what does help is you see his, like, energy on defense, and then, like, he's going to get that highlight dunk, like, whether somebody's defending him or not. And, like, Westbrook wasn't only, like, getting blocked and stopped and defensively, but he was missing open dunks at the time and layups. And that's open demoralizing.
Layups, the bunnies.
And that's demoralizing. Yo. So the team is like, yo, if we can't win with him doing his best like that, like, what the hell is the point? Like, I would have given
you know
up,
why,
too.
You know why Harden wanted to leave? The reason why is because they got rid of his Capella. That's what happened. They got rid of Clint Capella. So he was tight.
Yo, I think
you had the smallest deal. When you have PJ Jackson, they had PJ Tucker being the center. You had PJ Tucker being the center going up against AD.
Wait, Carl said 6'5 is good enough to be a center.
I'm Carl. Carl said what? Yo, the Houston Rockets and Daryl Morey. Like, Daryl Morey, who's now,
that didn't make no sense, man.
Daryl Morey, who's now the organizational leader of the Philadelphia 76ers.
Shout out to my brother.
Believe that, what's it called, you could win with a 6'5 center. So, you know, that was his philosophy.
Yo,
so
yo, I think
they implemented it.
Hey, but he's doing wonders for us right now. So shout out to my brother, Dal Morey. All right. Invitation is still open.
Y'all was talking about the way if the super teams is good or bad, like, does it raise the level of the NBA? Does it, what, like,
the,
what does it
the
do?
The competition. I think raising the NBA overall is a different topic, but go ahead.
I think that because when I look back and I think about the Heatles when they joined, right? You know, once they joined, the second LeBron announced that decision, the pressure began. And when you put pressure on the best, which, you know, when you get a super team, and you also ask what was a super team, we're getting confused because a super team, yeah, they have to win a lot, but that's because of the talent. They supposed to have a super, it's supposed to be super talented players combined on a team. It can't just be, because I wouldn't call the Lakers, Kobe and Shaq, really a super team, but that's for a different argument. Back to the what I was saying about the Heatles, they raised the level of competition because the pressure that we put on them, they had to win. And LeBron, the efficiency, the way that LeBron was forced to raise to was incredible. He was so efficient, the most efficient player we've ever seen. I don't know the numbers really, but he was shooting 57% as a wing, you know, so, and that's unheard of. So, and Dwayne Wade was also very efficient, and Chris Bosh, that whole Miami Heat team was analytics driven. You know, they were stat driven. LeBron and D Wade would not shoot a three pointer for the first 2 months of the season because they knew that Ray Allen, Mike Miller, Shane Battier, those guys were better shooters than them. So they would always get them a shot, a three pointer instead. Why should I take a shot when I could get a better shooter to get the open shot? But going back to the super teams, they're forced to raise, and also the opponent. Yeah, the opponent might not be as good, but you know, not, you know, let's say like the Cavs, they don't have a shot to beat the Brooklyn Nets, but it also gives you a measuring stick of how much they have to go. We know they need a lot, but it also gives you a measuring stick. And also it tells the organization, not just the players, it tells the organization, it tells Kobe Altman and Dan Gilbert, yo, that's what we need. You feel me? We're looking at a championship ready team. That's what we need. We Sexland ain't it. Not yet. You know, not yet.
It's definitely not it.
Sexland ain't it. Not yet. Not right now.
One last question. They definitely not it. We know that for sure, man.
Take that clip and run with it, though.
Yeah, man. We all got our opinions of whether or not super teams are good for the A. So what do you guys think? You know, last predictions. Do the Nets win a chip? Harold, yes or no?
Come on, man. They beat everybody. They sweep everybody.
They got the chip.
They win the next 10 chips.
Migs, what you think? They got the chip?
Listen, they're going to choke. They're going to choke.
They're going to choke. Bold early prediction from Migs.
I think this year they're going to choke. They're going to choke. Maybe next year, if they get a shot next year, I think they'll win it. But I think this year, I don't think they're going to win it.
They're going to choke.
Bro, Kyrie hasn't missed a jumper.
Choke prediction.
Kyrie hasn't missed a jumper today.
Dang. Lamont, what you think? They got it or not?
Before I answer the question, I hate that Harold took the last part of this podcast to say that he doesn't think that the Shaq and Kobe thing are a super team, so we didn't have time to answer it because we were ending. So I think that's highly messed up. But to answer your question, I don't think they're gonna win it this year. I think next year is definitely them. I think they still need to work out on chemistry. I need to see more of how all three of them play together.
Yo, man, as a Knicks fan, I hate to say this, but yeah, I think they won in the chip this year, man. Yeah, it's going to be very sad.
They can roll out of bed and win the chip, bro.
It's going to be sad for New York, man. A sad day for New York, Brooklyn Nets winning the chip. All right, but that's it. It's a wrap. Guys, thank you for listening. Please like, share, and subscribe. And if you want to be on the Coach's Challenge podcast, hit us up on the DMs. We definitely like to bring you to one of our cribs. This week was my crib, but next week, who we going to? We going to your crib, Harold?
Let me. If I could get my place straightened out, yeah, sure.
We going to a Sexland dungeon? Hold up.
yo, clean it up. Make sure it's CDC approved. All right. Yo, Migs, man, thank you for joining us.
Hey, welcome back.
Welcome back.
Nice to be back. We'll catch you next week.
All right, peace out. It's a wrap. Lamont.
Yo, later, guys.
Later, guys.
1-1.
It was real.